Big story today out of New Zealand. And I love stories like this. This is kind of like one of my favorite type of stories because it's about food. Anybody who wants to write a story or post anything about food, you know that I am always a fan, always. In New Zealand, there's a couple that I guess they have a garden and they grew a potato. And when they looked at the potato, they realized the potato was nearly 18 pounds, which is, they said, the size of a newborn, but I don't know any newborns that are 18 pounds, more like a toddler.
No, that's like two kids or three kids even.
Right, if you have triplets. So because the potato is almost 18 pounds, they named him Doug.
I'm a potato.
Doug the potato.
Yeah, so of course, you know, in New Zealand, at least in the little town where they live, this is big news. this is like the news of the day. In fact, I think Guinness even showed up there, not Guinness beer. I mean, I think you'd have to be drunk to be excited about a potato. But I think the Guinness Book of World Records went down there because I think this might be the largest potato that we've ever known.
I'm a potato.
So the guy who grew Doug was being interviewed, but I want you to pay close attention to this phrase that he uses, because I've never heard this before. And you could tell me what you think the phrase means.
I got the fork and jabbed into it and hoiked it out of the ground, and holy snapping turtle teeth, what's going on here? I said to Donna, I said, no, it's a potato. And she went, no. I said, yeah, it is. Since I'm a bit of a hobbyist home brewer, I'm thinking about a special vodka.
So I think that's what he's going to do. I guess they asked him, how'd you find the potato and what are you going to do with it? So I think he's going to turn the potato into some vodka. But holy snapping turtle teeth, what's going on here? That's the quote. Holy snapping turtle teeth?
Have you ever heard that? I got the fork and jabbed into it and hoiked it out of the ground, and holy snapping turtle teeth, what's going on here?
What is this?
That's got to be an Irish term that only a certain town in Ireland uses.
But this is New Zealand.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
No, it's not. It's two completely different countries. And You know what? You don't make the mistake right now, because as you know, all the countries are over in Glasgow, Scotland, you know, having the big summit about climate change and all that other kind of stuff. And so far, everyone's gotten it wrong. Like, Wolf Blitzer on CNN was like, here we are in Edinburgh. No, you're in Glasgow. Even Obama called it the Emerald Isles, but that's Ireland. This is Scotland and not quite the Emerald Isles.
So I'm in good company by getting it wrong.
You're in good company by thinking New Zealand is somewhere in Ireland. Yeah. I thought that expression was interesting. Holy snapping turtle teeth. So, you know me, I don't let anything go. So I had to go do like a deep dive into those kinds of phrases in other countries. So I'm going to tell you the language. I'm going to tell you the phrase, and you have to tell me what you think it means. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. In Swedish, there is a term, there's no cow on the ice.
There's no cow on the ice. That means it could break easy.
Right. So there's no cow on the ice. So what are they actually saying if there's no cow on the
ice? I have no freaking clue what that means.
Well, you were almost there. It means there's no need to worry. There's no cow on the ice, meaning the ice is not going to break, just as you were saying.
Oh.
The ice is not going to break. No need to worry. So, yeah, if you're in Sweden and you need to use a phrase, say there's no cow on the ice, and nobody there will think you're insane.
And they think you're from there.
Right. Exactly. Also, a Swedish term that I think is interesting, to slide in on a shrimp sandwich. What does it mean when someone says they're about to slide in on a shrimp sandwich?
On the good life. They're coming in on the good life.
Wow. That's really good, because I heard that and I thought it was some kind of sexual term. I thought it was like somebody about to slide to someone's DMs. You know, think about slide into a shrimp sandwich, you know, like
no, because that's reference. Something that's been around for a long time. That's not a new saying. So the DMs didn't last back then. So And I'm thinking that that shrimp is not cheap. So that's where I'm getting that from.
Well, I didn't mean slide into your DMs necessarily. I meant like I'm using the slang term. I mean, you know, you're about to get lucky is what I thought it meant. I'm about to slide in on a shrimp sandwich, you know. No, you're right. It means somebody who doesn't have to work to get where they are. Somebody who's has the easy life. That's very good. You did a good job there.
We say born with a silver spoon. They say shrimp sandwich.
Right. Exactly. If you're in Poland, let me just start by saying I have been saying this term. I didn't know where I got it from. And every time I say it, people are like, well, that's kind of clever. And I thought I was being clever. But apparently, this is a long-held term or slang in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
They go, not my circus, not my monkey.
Right. Not my pig, not my farm.
I've been saying not my circus, not my clowns. Sometimes I say monkey, sometimes I say clowns. Like, not my circus, not my clowns.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that means? I think it's obvious.
Yeah, that means it has nothing to do with me. I'm out.
It is not my problem. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I like that one. In Latvia, if you go to Latvia.
Don't think somebody... I ever will, but okay. Since I don't know where it is.
Okay, if you meet a hot chick who's mm-hmm. from Latvia, and she says that she doesn't want you to blow little ducks.
Blow little ducks. Okay.
If she says she wants you to stop, just don't blow little ducks. What do you think she's asking you not to do?
Worry about the little things, I guess.
Oh my God, that's so good. Right. Don't talk nonsense. Don't BS me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good. How about this? In French. This one I should know because my family's French, but I've never heard this one before. To jump from the cock to the donkey.
Wow. Well, the cock is actually a bird. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking it's from jumping from a small animal to a big animal. So a small problem to a big problem.
You would think it would mean something. That's sort of logical. Like, I would think it would mean something like that. It actually means don't change topics without logic in a conversation. Like, you know, don't interrupt me. If I'm saying one thing, don't start going to something else.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I guess it's stupid, but yeah, I guess it happens a lot in France. Also a French one, to have the midday demon. What does that mean?
Must be alcohol related.
The midday demon, if you are French, actually refers to having a midlife crisis. He's having a midday demon, but they say it in French. La demon
makes
la
more demon, sense in French.
Le demon de midi is how they phrase it. Yeah. Let's see another duck one in Portuguese. If you pay the duck, what does that mean?
Pay the duck.
Pay the duck.
Pay the man. Give the man money. Pay the duck. Come on. Pay the duck.
It means to take blame for something you did not do.
I'm not paying the duck on that one.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want a couple more? I got a couple more.
Yeah, Bob's your uncle.
Okay. Well, that one, everybody knows Bob's your uncle. Do you know what that means, though?
I have no idea what Bob's your uncle means. Somebody told me once, but I forgot.
Okay. So, like, it's a term in England. If you go, you do this, you do that, and then Bob's your uncle. It basically means you do this, you do that, and then you're there. Then you're done. Then, you know, you've accomplished what it is you're trying to accomplish. Like, then Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I don't know where it's from, but anyway. Let's find a good one. You'll like this. If you are among Hungarians and they say they chased me into the penis forest with my mouth wide open.
Wow.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, it means I'm screwed no matter what. Yeah,
yes. Exactly. It means that your boss basically gave you a task that is completely unreasonable, something that there's no way you can do it. Your boss chased you into the penis forest with your mouth wide open.
I'm using that one tomorrow.
Yeah. See how well that one goes over, and make sure you don't get called into HR.